Tonight's sugya is Birchas HaTorah, but last night I left you off with a question, and someone asked me to maybe come back to that question just to give a quick answer that I mentioned. You know, I sort of left you hanging a little bit. The Dagon Ravava asks the Kasha, we pointed out last night, how is it that a man could be Motzi his wife in Kiddush if the man was already Yotze Kiddush Midarais in Shul and the woman is Chayiv Midarais in Kiddush, if you hold like the Rush in Brachas that there's no Arvus for women? If there's no Arvus for women to be Motzi a man, maybe there's no Arvus for a man to be Motzi a woman either, says the Dagon Ravava, and therefore how is it ever going to be possible for a man to be Motzi a woman? So just to close that off, I mentioned that there is an obvious and clear and correct answer, even when all the dust settles from all the other answers that were suggested, there's one answer that seems to be much more correct. I didn't tell you what it is, so just to tell you what it is, if you look carefully at that Rush, if you actually read that Rush inside, the Rush is not saying, does not seem to be saying at all, that women are not included in Arvus. What the Rush is saying is that a woman who's not chayiv in a particular mitzvah is not included in Arvus to be able to be motzi a man who is chayiv in a mitzvah. For a mitzvah she's not chayiv in, then she cannot be motzi a man. That's all he's saying. If birchas hamazon, for instance, for a woman is not a mitzvah d'oraisa, she cannot be motzi a man in birchas hamazon. That's what the Rush was saying. She's not included in Ha Arvus. What's Ha Arvus? The Arvus for that mitzvah. Interestingly, when the Dagon Ravava quotes the Rush, he says, Einu Bechlal Arvus. That's not the words the Rush used. He said Ha Arvus, and it specifically meant a mitzvah that she herself is not chayev in. But if she's chayev in a mitzvah, Meichi Tesei, that she's not included in Arvus, of course she's included in Arvus, and therefore, even if she was Yotze, she could be Motzi a man. And similarly, if a man was Yotze, he could be Motzi her. So that's Pashtus, why we're allowed to make Kiddush for women after we come home from Shul on Friday night, even if they have not yet been Yosei Kiddush Midoraisa, and we have been Yosei Kiddush Midoraisa. Okay, moving on to tonight's topic, Birchas HaTorah. So, this is a sugya of Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph. We'll see as we go. This entire shiur I took straight from Rav Yonason Sacks. I heard it from him in person many years ago, and it's printed in his Sefer in Archos Yamim. I thought I enjoyed it very much. One of my favorite shiurim that Rav Sacks gives. So I'm just going to say over his Torah. No great chidushim of my own, but very great, wonderful chidushim of the land is Rosh Yeshiva. So the Ramban in his Hakdama to his parish on the Torah, if you look in the first Maramakam, very, very important Ramban. The Ramban in his introduction to his parish on the Torah, Ramban writes, Od yesh biyadenu kabbalah shalemes. We have a kabbalah shalemes. Ki kol haTorah kula shmos of Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. That the entire Torah is really one big long name of Hashem. Name meaning something kabbalistically, but probably also meaning description, that the more you learn Torah, the more you appreciate, you know, you understand the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. This is one of the answers that you can answer when people ask the question of why does it help me religiously to know what the halacha is when a shor is nagach parah. I never saw a shor walking through the streets of Woodmere. I don't see a parah walking through the street, and it's never going to happen in my life. It never comes up. A shor shenagach as a parah. Why does that help me religiously? So one of the answers is that kol haTorah shmos of Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. So knowing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about everything, and knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting an appreciation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you an appreciation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. But the Ramban means it on a much on a different level as well, and that is that the Torah shebichsav, the words of Torah itself, even though to us they mean certain things, there's narrative, there's laws, and that's what it means to us. On a deeper level, it also is the name of Hashem. The Ramban gives examples which I don't really fully understand, but he says, for instance, the words Bereshis Bara to us means Bereshis, in the beginning, Bara, he created. But really, it could also be Bara Sheyis Bara, meaning you could break up the words differently and move the letters around, and that in some way is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In some deeper way, there's so many levels of Torah that the entire Torah is Shmos of Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, says the Ramban, an unbelievable Chiddush LaHalacha based on this. O b'chaser, b'malay, I'm sorry, O b'chaser, puzzle. If a Sefer Torah has one little mistake, one little extra vav, one missing vav, one little extra yud, one missing yud. Even if the pronunciation of the word doesn't change based on the typo or the write-o, I don't know, the mistake in the Sefer Torah, it's still going to be possible. Ki zeha inyin nechayiv osanu lifsol Sefer Torah sheyechzer bo vav echad mimilas osam shebo mehem lametas melayim b'torah o sheyechtov havav be'echad mishar chaseirim. Even if it's a word like osam, where if you even read it the same way, it doesn't make a difference. If you're missing a single letter, a word like Aharon, the name, where you're going to read it with a vav, without a vav, you'll read it the same way. It doesn't make a difference. Sefer Torah is 100% puzzle, says the Ramban, because it is no longer the Shem Hashem. Now, this Ramban is an extremely troubling Ramban. To say that it's going to be puzzle if it's missing a filu osachas, even a chaser and a yeser, because we know that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin that einanu bekiyin b'chaseros v'yeseros, that we aren't experts in the chaseros v'yeseros. We don't really know where all the chaseros v'yeseros belong, which would mean that all of our Sefer Torah are psul. They're all pasul Sefer Torah. In fact, Shagas Aryeh uses this to try to explain why is it that there's a mitzvah in the Torah, mitzvah Taryag, mitzvah number 613 in the Torah, to write a Sefer Torah. And how many people do you know? Well, you live in the five towns, you know a lot of people who have. But there aren't so many people that actually write Sefer Torah in the times of Shagas Aryeh. Not so many people actually write Sefer Torah. So what happened to this mitzvah? People are so machmed, they take lulav, they wear tzitzis, they wear tefillin. What happened to Sefer Torah? You're supposed to write a Sefer Torah. Says Shagas Aryeh, we'd love to, but we can't, because we're not bekiyim b'chaseros v'yeseros, all our Sefer Torah psulim anyway. So we can never do the mitzvah anyhow. Minchas Chinuch says that's unfathomable. Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah Taryag, says, what? All of our Sefer... First of all, he says, how did this even happen? That we lost the bekiyas in what the words are of a Sefer Torah, in, like, let's say, litotafos, right? That which we, you know, parshios that we put in our tefillin every single day. How do we lose that? When we're wearing tefillin every day, how do we lose the expertise in this area? So says Minchas Chinuch, Ein al bekiyim chaseros v'yeseros does not pass the Sefer Torah. Chaseros v'yeseros don't pass the Sefer Torah. I shouldn't say that. There are two kinds of chaseros v'yeseros, says Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah Taryag. There are chaseros v'yeseros that will change the meaning of the word, and there are chaseros v'yeseros that won't change the meaning of the word. If it changes the meaning of the word, it will pass the Sefer Torah. If it doesn't change the meaning of the word, it won't pass the Sefer Torah. He says, you have to say there were Bekiyin in some chaseros v'yeseros. The Gemara makes drashas, yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemesoras, sukos, sukos, sukas, right? You know, the sugi in Masechah Sukkah and the Masechah Sanhedrin, litotafos, litotafos, darshaning the vavs, and the... How could the Gemara make those drushes if the Gemara didn't know what was really chaser and yeser? How could you possibly get off the ground making the drushes? Elamai, the Gemara was Bekiyin, the chaseros v'yeseros, when it mattered. It was only those that don't really change the meaning of the word. In all those cases where the Gemara has a discussion, it changes it from singular to plural. So that matters a lot. How many walls do I have in the sukkah? Right? That matters a lot. Is it sukkas or sukkos? Is the difference in how many walls the pasuk is telling me to put on the sukkah? So that's where it matters a lot. But where it doesn't change the meaning of the word, it's not going to matter. And this has ramifications, halacha lemaisa, not only in Ksiva Sefer Torah, but in correcting a balkore. Right? We paskin that you correct a balkore when he makes a mistake, not any mistake, when he makes a mistake that changes the meaning. If he makes a mistake that doesn't change the meaning, so Pashas, even though the Rambam sheet seems to be any mistake, you have to correct him. Rav Chaim held that the Rambam means that even if he makes a mistake in Trump, you have to correct the Balkore. Okay, it's a little much. We don't, I think our Minog, you know, in most places is not to do that. But, and the other extreme, by the way, there's a shita that says that you only, a shita in Rishonim, that you only correct the Balkore when the Balkore is Mechari for Megadeh. Because after all, when you correct the Balkore, you have to keep in mind that there's a balance of issues over here. On the one hand, you want him to get it right. On the other hand, it's an issur d'oraisa to embarrass somebody publicly. So what are you going to do? You're going to call him out on the mistake. That's going to be very embarrassing to him. So he said, so there's one sheet in Rishonim that the issur of embarrassing him publicly is more important unless he's being mechari from a gadev. He says something, he reads something from the Torah, this Mamashabi courses. For example, instead of reading Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad with a Dalid, he reads it with a Resh at the end, Hashem Acher. So that's so then you gotta correct it. But short of that, you know. But what do we paskin? We paskin Shulchan Aruch that if he makes a mistake, that changes the meaning of the word. You correct him. If he makes a mistake, doesn't change the meaning of the word. You don't correct him. Which of course means you have to know the meaning of the word, which makes it more challenging and know when it changes the meaning of the word. But anyway, the Ramban. The point we're trying to draw out of this Ramban is that the Torah is Shem Hashem. It's one big Shem Hashem, and that's an idea that comes up in other places in Shas and Rishonim. look in Rashi on Chumash, Shmos Perchaf Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel, Velkim Yinali Adov, Velama Teitzei Zos Milfan of Hushamar David Kasher Yomar Mashal Hakadmoni Merushaim Yotza Resha Umashal Hakadmoni Hi HaTorah Shiim Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shu Kadmono Shel Olam. That the Torah in some way is a mashal of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It gives us a dimyon. What does a mashal do? It gives you a deeper understanding of what's really going on. You want to understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you learn the Torah. That's how Rashi says. The Gemara in Brachos, Davav HaMeralf, Minayin Shafilu Echot, Shiyoshe Vosu B'Torah Shechina Imol. How do I know if you have even one person sitting and learning Torah, that the Shechina is with him? Shenamar B'Kola Mokom Eshar Askir Es Shemi Avoy Lecha Uberach Ticha. How do I know that if there's one person learning Torah, that Hashem is there? So what does the pasuk say? B'kol ha'makom asher, what, Yilmot Torah, it should say. Wherever you learn Torah, avoy lecha uverach ticha, I'll come to you and I'll bless you. What does it say? B'kol ha'makom asher, azkir es shemi. You mention my name. And from there we're learning, when you're learning Torah, Hashem's going to come. So what do you see from there? The Gemara is clearly understanding, azkir es shemi is Talmud Torah. That like the Ramban says, that we have a Kabbalah Shalemes, the Kol HaTorah Kula is Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Marsha Meseches Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses Birchas HaTorah Minayin, how do I know that there's a mitzvah to make Birchas HaTorah? So says the Gemara, how do I know we make a Birchas HaTorah before learning? Because the Pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. Says the Marsha, what does that mean? Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. Where do you see Birchas HaTorah? Where does it even say anything about Torah in that pasuk, right? So where does it say anything about Torah? Ki Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem is Torah. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. When I call out the Shem Hashem, meaning Torah, Havagodil Elokeinu, you have to make a bracha. If you're going to call out Torah, you have to ascribe greatness to Hashem by making a bracha that He is Asher Kiddushan Mimsos of Tzivanu, etc. Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, you have to say Shem Malchus, you have to give Godel Elokeinu. But that's how the Marsha reads the Gemara, that the Gemara is calling the Shem Hashem Torah. Torah is the Shem Hashem. So that is Nakuda number one. That Torah is Shem Hashem, you see it in the Ramban, you see it in Rashi, you see it in the Gemara and Brachos, you see it in the Marsha's understanding of a different Gemara and Brachos. Now, there is a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Hey, that darshins that same pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekrav Godel Elokeinu for a different din. The Gemara in Yuma says, Daf Lamed Zainam, and I'll be explaining what it says in the Mishnah Lamed Hey actually. The Gemara says, Rebbe Yomer, Kishem Hashem Ekrav Godel Elokeinu, Omer Le Moshe Yisrael, Bishosh Ani Mazkir Shemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atem of Godel. That's going in the Mishnah that talks about whenever they would say the Shem Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Everyone would have to say Baruch Shem Kol Malach Sol Yom Veh. You'd have to respond to the Shem Hashem with saying something good about Hashem. Baruch Shem Kol Malach Sol Yom Veh. Where do we learn that from? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra HaVogodil Elokeinu. So simple kasha, says Rabbi Sachs. Wait a second. One pasuk teaching us two separate dinim. One pasuk teaches us the din. Halacha L'maisa, a din. That you have to say Birch HaTorah. And another din, halacha l'maisa, that in the Beis HaMikdash, when they say the actual Shem Hashem, you have to respond. How could the same pasuk teach us two dinim? Elamites, not two dinim. The two dinim are one and the same. What's the din? The din is, when Shem Hashem is said, we ascribe greatness to it. Shem Hashem comes in different forms. Sometimes it comes in the form of the actual Shem Hashem, and sometimes it comes in the form of Torah. In either case, Havu Godel Elokeinu. By the way, that Gemara in Yuma is the source for the minhag that the Torah quotes from his father, from the Rush, that every time he heard the Shem Hashem, he would say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo in a bracha. That's how it doesn't appear in Shas to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo every time you hear the Shem Hashem in a bracha. But that's a minhag they quote from that the Torah quotes from the Rush that the Rush had based on Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. You hear the Shem Hashem, you got to say something nice about God. That is the that's the din of Shem Hashem Ekra.
But it's obvious, but they're both, I mean, you're saying one before and one after, so exactly.
Right, that's true.
So, I mean, I don't know if that makes
sense. I mean, why is it the Birch HaTorah we say before? Maybe because it's not a response to what somebody else is doing. You're the one doing it, as opposed to when you hear Shem Hashem.
So just practically speaking, that's on the way.
Right, right. So now, is Birch HaTorah a mitzvah d'oraisa or is it a mitzvah midrabanan? Now, the Ramban has hasagos to the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Ramban's Hasagas, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, he not only criticizes a whole bunch of things that the Rambam says in his list, but at the end he has a whole list of mitzvos sheshachach HaRambam, that the Rambam forgot to add in, in his list of mitzvahs. So the 15th mitzvah that the Ramban says the Rambam forgot to add in is shenitztavinu lahodos lishmo yisparach b'chalei shenikra b'tora alatova gedol shasulanu besito taraso aleinu, that God commanded us to thank Him for the great favor He did to us by giving us the Torah. And through that, He let us know what He wants from us. Meaning, God didn't just put us on this earth and say, figure out what I want, and then, you know, hopefully you'll get Olam Haba. He gave us the instruction manual. We didn't have to sit there putting the thing together, in the wrong way a million times, and then try to figure it out. We had the instruction manual. We were able to do it right the first time, right? Because we have the Torah. And that's the mitzvah that the Rambam forgot. That's what the Ramban says. Clearly, the Ramban understands that Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, because even though the Ramban disagrees with a number of the things the Rambam writes in his Shurashim, the Rambam writes a whole bunch of rules of what counts as a mitzvah and what doesn't count as a mitzvah, because I have a secret for you. There aren't 613 mitzvahs. There are thousands and thousands of mitzvahs, if you really count everything. But you have to come up with the rules with what gets to count and what doesn't get to count, and when can you put a whole bunch of mitzvahs together in one mitzvah, and when do you have to separate them. The Bahag, for instance, counted Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, either Mitzvahs Rabbanan, but the Bahag's rules included that Mitzvahs Rabbanan could be counted. He never formulated rules, but apparently he never wrote down rules, but apparently his rules included Mitzvahs Rabbanan. The Rambam and the Ramban both agree that Mitzvahs Rabbanan are out, that you cannot count the Mitzvahs Rabbanan. The fact that the Ramban includes this in the Sefer Mitzvahs is very clear that the Ramban holds that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Good, so that is the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah, mitzvah d'oraisa in the view of the Ramban. Now, the Shagas Aryeh says, and I have a raya, very famous Gemara at the end of Maseches Nedarim. The Gemara tells us, at the end of Nedarim, Alma Avda Ha'aretz, the Gemara says that there was a discussion, why was Eretz Yisrael lost? Why did we lose out? Why was there a Churban? So this Sana somehow got stuck to source number 15. Ravino Omer, Shein Mevarchim B'Torah Tchilu. Damar Avidom Rav, Mai Dechsiv Mia Ish HaChacham Yavin Azos. Who's going to be the one that understands this? Dover Zed Nishal HaChachamim L'Neviim V'lo Pirshu. Very famous Gemara. They asked the Neviim, they asked the Chachamim, why did we lose Eretz Yisrael? And they weren't able to give an answer. Ad Shepir Shara Kodesh Baruch Hu Va'atzmo, until Hashem came along and answered. Vayomer Hashem Al Ozva Mes Torasi, that you left my Torah, you abandoned my Torah. Haynu lo shamu b'koli, haynu lo holchuba. Says the Gemara, isn't lo shamu b'koli and lo holchuba the same thing? Why does it have to say two different phrases? Amru v'dam rav, sheim v'varchim b'torah tchila, that they didn't do birchas haTorah. Now let me ask you, for a mitzvah d'rabbanan, says the Shagas Aryeh, we'd lose everything. For failure to do a mitzvah d'rabbanan, that was our greatest indiscretion that caused us to lose a Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael? Can't be. It's got to be a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a riot to the Ramban, that we wouldn't lose Eretz Yisrael over a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Strong raya, not such strong raya. So there's a very well-known Ran on that Gemara that explains, no, what does it mean shel birchu b'torah tchila? It's not the avera of not saying a bracha. Okay, not saying a bracha. I mean, it's not good, but, you know, that should be the worst thing we have to face, lacham e'vesrim, is failure to say a bracha or two. No, the issue wasn't that we didn't say a bracha. The issue was that we didn't view Torah with enough chashivos to think that it warranted a bracha, that we thought Torah wasn't chashuv enough, that it shouldn't get a special bracha. It's an intellectual exercise like any other. Why do I have to make a bracha before I learn Torah? That lack of respect that we paid to the Torah, that's what caused us to lose everything. It's not for the technical violation of the halacha in failing to make a bracha. So that raya, the Shagas Aryeh, is far from convincing, but nevertheless, whether you like the raya or you don't like the raya, the Ramban Shita stands as it is, that Birchas HaTorah is clearly a mitzvah midah oraisa. Now the Rambam obviously does not count Birchas HaTorah, that's why the Ramban says it's one of the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot. So the Rambam doesn't count it as mitzvah. The question is, why not? So a number of the Achronim, Shagas Aryeh, Simul Chavdal, Primogadim, they say he must hold that it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, that it's not a mitzvah midah oraisa. There's a raya from Yerushalmi that tries to show that it's possible that it's really only a mitzvah midrabanan, that it's not a mitzvah midoraisa. The Yerushalmi says Rabbi Omer in bishal sha'achal v'savat tzarich levarich bishal shu'tav le'achlo kolshkein. If a person has to make a bracha after he eats, then Kal V'chomer has to make a bracha before he eats. So the Gemara says, Ad Kedon Mazon. That's true of food. Torah Ma. So what about Torah? Says the Gemara, Im Mazon Sheinu Ela Chayei Shah Ton Bracha Lefano V'liachrav. If food, which is only Chayei Shah, only keeps you going for a little bit, it's only this worldly kind of pleasure, you still need to make a bracha even before eating the food. Torah she chaye ad lo kol shekein. Torah, which gives you eternal life, for sure you should have to make a bracha before partaking of Torah. So what do you see? We're making kal v'chomer from brachas you make on food before you eat food. Is the bracha you make on food before you eat food a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan? That's d'rabbanan. The only bracha on food that's d'oraisa is after you eat food, birchas hamazon. But before you eat food, it's d'rabbanan. So the Gemara is learning from a kal v'chomer from the bracha we make on food to teach us birchas haTorah. So that tells you, obviously, the birchas haTorah must be d'rabbanan. That's the raya that they quote for the Shitas HaRambam from the Yerushalmi. Now, that is one understanding of the Rambam. Not everyone understands the Rambam in that way, though. The Kiryas Sefer writes that no, the Rambam doesn't count birchas haTorah not because he doesn't think it's d'oraisa. He very much thinks it's d'oraisa. He doesn't count it because a lot of times the Rambam won't count things as separate mitzvahs if they could be included in another mitzvah. So birchas haTorah is already included in some other mitzvah. What mitzvah is that? So he says the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That once the Rambam counts Talmud Torah, included in Talmud Torah is the mitzvah of birchas haTorah. And you have to say that way for some Rishonim at least. Meaning the Rambam, you don't have to say that way because you could say that the Rambam simply holds that birchas haTorah is only drabbanan, right? And that would fit with the Rambam. But you have to say that at least there are Rishonim out there that would hold this way, that Birchas HaTorah is d'oraisa, but it still doesn't count as its own separate mitzvah, because the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov Lamed writes, V'kol shar habrachos kulon hein midrabanan, chutz me'achas shihim in haTorah, v'cheinu mufurish b'gemara b'brachos, v'hi Birchas HaTorah lefaneha. On the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, Sefer HaChinuch writes, there's only one other bracha that's midoraisa, and that is birchas haTorah. Why is he talking about birchas haTorah in the context of birchas hamazon? Because he doesn't talk about it in the context of birchas haTorah, because he doesn't list birchas haTorah as one of the mitzvos. So Sefer HaChinuch does not list birchas haTorah as one of the mitzvos, and still calls birchas haTorah a din d'oraisa. So Pashtus is, he holds like the Rambam. Whatever the Rambam holds, Sefer HaChinuch holds as well, that it's a bracha d'oraisa, but still he doesn't count it. So he can't hold like the Rambam, that you can't, if you could say for the Rambam that the Rambam holds is Rabbanan, can't say that for the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says explicitly that it's d'oraisa. So the only way to understand the Sefer HaChinuch is that it's d'oraisa, but it's already included in some other mitzvah, probably the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's why it doesn't get listed separately. So that may be pshat in the Rambam also. That may be why the Rambam doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah. Now the Ramban didn't think of this. The Ramban thought of everything. If you ever read the Ramban's Sagas, it's the same for mitzvahs. He mamish thought of everything. It's unbelievable. Every Gemara in Shas, every Hasaga the Ramban has on the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs is not that the Rambam goes against one Gemara, it's that the Rambam goes against dozens of Gemaras. That every Rambam is against Gantz Shas, according to Ramban. He has rayas on top of rayas on top of rayas with the unbelievable bekiyus. The Ramban didn't think of this. The Ramban definitely thought of this. But the Ramban says, I don't understand. How can you say that it's included in another mitzvah? The Ramban writes, Ein roi lumnosa mitzvah achas im akriya, in source number 12 over here, kemo shemikra bikurim eno nimna achas im hava asam, v'sipuritzias mitzrayim im achilas ha-pesach. He says, what else is two mitzvahs that are juxtaposed with each other like this? And let's see if they normally count as two separate mitzvahs or one mitzvah. He says, I could think of two examples off the top of my head. Mikra Bikurim and Hava'as Bikurim. Well, that's very related to each other. That's very much like a bracha and the mitzvah that you then do. The Birchas HaTorah and the actual Talmud Torah. The Mikra Bikurim, this is recitation of the Parsha Bikurim, and the bringing of the first fruits, the bringing of the Bikurim, the Rambam counts it as two separate mitzvahs. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and Achilas HaPesach. Right? You have to be Mesaper on the Achilas HaPesach. It's V'shah Shem Matzah Umar, Munachim Lefanecha. And you eat the Pesach with Matzah Umar all together. So that's Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is only when Matzah Umar, Munachim Lefanecha. So they're very much connected. The verbal element of the mitzvah and the Maisa element of the mitzvah are very much connected. Yet, the Rambam counts it as two separate mitzvahs. So the Ramban says there's no way. There's no way that Birchas HaTorah is included in Talmud Torah, because if the Rambam held that it was a Doraisa, he should have counted it separately, just like he does in those other places. That's the Ramban's rejection. So Rabbi Sacks just points out that we're going to see soon different shitos from Rishonim as to what is the nature of the Birchas HaTorah. Are they a Birchas HaMitzvah? Are they a Birchas Shevach Velda? The Ramban is l'shitaso over here in understanding that it is a Birchas Hoda'a, and therefore it's not directly connected to the Torah learning. Meaning, the Mikra Bikurim is not exactly, it's not matir, the Hava'as Bikurim, and it's not a waste, well, it may be a waste without the Hava'as Bikurim, but the Mikra Bikurim and the Hava'as Bikurim are sufficiently separate from each other to be counted as separate mitzvahs, because it's not like a birchas. When the difference between birchas mitzvah and birchas shevach v'da is that when you say a birchas mitzvah, so you're not even allowed to be mafsik. You must do the mitzvah right away. It has to be directly linked to the mitzvah. When you talk about a birchas shevach v'da, you're allowed to be mafsik because it's not really between the action or whatever. Because it's not really on an action or even on an event. It's being mishabeach Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I try to do it at a time that makes the most sense when I most appreciate Hakadosh Baruch Hu's godless in whatever area I am blessing him about at that moment. But it's being mishabeach Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's more of a general shevach of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be the Ramban understands Birchas HaTorah is a shevach v'da. So he says, if it's Shevach Voda, it's not so connected to Talmud Torah. It's no more connected to Talmud Torah than Mikra Bikurim is to Havas Bikurim. So I don't understand what's going on. But it could be that the Rambam might hold that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's much more connected to Talmud Torah than Mikra Bikurim is to Bikurim. Or even then, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to Achilas Korban Pesach. You can't even be mafsik between them, right? They have to be directly connected. So it could very well be that is the answer to the Ramban's problem with this explanation of the Rambam. Now, what kind of brachos are these Birchas HaTorah? So the Ramban that we read before was pretty clear. The Ramban, when describing this mitzvah, writes shenitztavinu lehodos lishmo. So that's very clear. What kind of bracha is lahodos lishmo? It's a birchas hodah, birchas shevach lahodah. Clearly, right? He's saying it's the whole thing is about being thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us this wonderful thing called the Torah. And he quotes the Mar Makamos, where we get it from. Brachas tav chafal v'kishem Hashem ekra. Fine. So, but the point is that it's all a din in hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Ramban. The Gra, in his comments on the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem Zayin, Siv Katan Yud Ches, the Gra in his comments on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, somebody's going to have everything out of order over here somehow, but the Gra writes, yeah, if you look at verse number 17, start with the, the Gra writes that the Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. That it's got to be a Birchas HaMitzvah. In what context do I say this? Look at source number 17. Shulchan Aruch. Nashim Mevarchas Birchas HaTorah. Shulchan Aruch says women say Birchas HaTorah. Women's not chayav in Talmud Torah, but she says Birchas HaTorah anyway. Says the Magen Avraham, da chayavos lulmo dinu shalahem. They are chayav in learning. They have to learn the dinim that they need to know. They have to learn the halachos of Shabbos and Nida and everything, brachos, and so many halachos. There's a ton that they have to know, so they have to learn all those things. So that's why they make a Birchas HaTorah. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. Says the Gra, Ayin Magen Avraham, source number 19. Ayin Magen Avraham b'shem Agur, v'divreim d'chuyin mikam upanim, v'krat savach v'limaltem es b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. The Torah specifically, when it talks about Talmud Torah, when it talks about teaching Torah to your children, says teach your sons, and we darshin v'lo b'noseichem, not your daughters. Heich tomar v'tzivanu v'nasan manu. So a girl's going to say v'tzivanu? It's not a mitzvah. They don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They have to know things, but it's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a mitzvah of knowing things to be able to do those mitzvahs. So when they learn about them, they're getting a mitzvah of hechsher mitzvah for whatever mitzvah they're doing. But that's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. How can they say v'nasan manu as taraso? No, Hashem didn't give them a Torah. B'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. They can't. Elohi ikra opi mashkos v'atoz shashar poskim. Says the Gra, the reason that women are allowed to say Birchas HaTorah and do say Birchas HaTorah is because women make bracha on lulav also. they make brachos on mitzvahs that they're not chayavos in. We paskin like the sheet of Tosos against the Rambam, against the Mechaber, Ashkenazim paskin that women are allowed to make brachos on mitzvah shazman grama. They're allowed to make brachos on mitzvahs that they're potter from. So the potter from Talmud Torah, they can make a brach on that mitzvah also. Good? Now, this gra is a very difficult gra because it doesn't explain the Mechaber. Mechaber says women make a bracha for Talmud Torah, Birch Satorah. So Magaram says, must be because they're chayv in Talmud Torah. Gra says, no, this is the bracha they always make for Mitzvah Shazman Grama. But the Mechaber holds that women don't make a bracha for Mitzvah Shazman Grama. So this is not a really viable explanation of the Mechaber. But be that as it may, from the fact that the Gra compares it to what? To a bracha on a lulav, to a bracha on shofar, to a bracha on sukkah. What kinds of brachos are all those? Birchas mitzvah. So clearly the Gra holds that Birchas Torah is also a Birchas mitzvah. Just the what he compares it to makes it obvious that he assumes that it's a Birchas mitzvah. Bir Alacha points out in Siman Mem Zayin, Dibra Maskil Nashim, Bir Alacha points out, he quotes this, the Magen Avraham, and he quotes the Gra that's Cholik on the Magen Avraham, that it's because of the fact that they make brachos and everything else. So says the Bir Alacha, if it's only because they're making brachos and other mitzvah shazman grama, and it's not because they're really chayiv in Talmud Torah, it would come out a huge nafkamina between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. What's the huge nafkamina? Can a woman be motzi a man in Birchas Torah? If you say like the Magen Avraham, is a woman chayiv in Birchas Torah? Yes. Fully chayiv? Yes. Why? Because she's chayiv in Talmud Torah. On the dinim that are shayach to her, but she's chayiv in Talmud Torah. So her Birchas Torah is a real full Birchas Torah. According to the Gra, does she have to say a Birchas Torah? No. She doesn't have to learn Torah. She doesn't have to say a Birchas Torah. It's like any other Birchas mitzvah on a voluntary mitzvah. She doesn't have to do, if she doesn't have to take lulav and even she takes lulav, she doesn't have to say a bracha. She can. She's allowed to volunteer it. But it's only rishus. It's not a mitzvah for her. So she can never be motzi a man in Birchas Torah. So that would turn out a big nafkamina between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. Now the Birke Yosef is the Chida. He points out that he doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe that the Magen Avraham would say a woman could be motzi a man in Birchas Torah. Because what the Birke Yosef says like this, he says, it can't be that a woman could be motzi a man in Birchas Torah. I'm just feeling energized. It can't be that a woman be motzi a man in Birchas Torah because it's true, even according to the Magen Avraham, she does have a chiyuv to learn, and that generates a chiyuv in Birchas Torah. But her bracha in Birchas Torah is a bracha on a lot less than a man's Birchas Torah is on. The man's Birchas Torah is on the entire corpus of Torah, it's on everything. Her Birchas Torah is very limited. And since her Birchas Torah is very limited, you have to say that her Birchas Torah is in some way on the lower madrega than his Birchas Torah. So we discussed recently, for instance, if let's say two people are chayiv in the mitzvah midrabanan, can one guy be motzi the other guy? Usually yes, but Tosfos Megillah says, let's say there's a katan chayiv in mikra Megillah and an adult chayiv in mikra Megillah. They're both chayiv midrabanan. The katan cannot be motzi the gadol. Why? Because even though they're both derabanan, the katan is a derabanan for two reasons. Both because he's a katan and because Megillah is only derabanan. The adult is only derabanan for one reason. It's a chad derabanan. It's only because it's a mitzvah derabanan that it's a derabanan. But he himself is a baruch yuv midoraisa. So even within derabanans, there are levels. So says Birka Yosef, even within daraisas, there might be levels. Birchas Torah that a man makes may not be the same Birchas Torah that a woman makes, and therefore a woman would not be able to be motzi man Birchas Torah, even according to the Magen Avraham, Bir Alacha's nafkamina is not a nafkamina. Good, that is shita number two in terms of what is the nature of the bracha. Again, we have so far shita number one, the Ramban, that it's Birchas Hoda'ah, shita number two, the Gra, Birchas Mitzvah. Briskarav has a very famous formulation in the name of his father, in the name of Reb Chaim, source number 22. Which I think a lot of people don't understand. They say over the words, but they don't really understand what he means. Mishamati mipi Adoni Avi Mori v'Rabbi Agona Chas Zeich Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Brach L'Chai Olam Haba. Sha'amar. Yeah, I typed this myself, so there are numerous typos over here. I assume the Birchas Torah Ein HaBracha Al Kiyum HaMitzvah Shel Talmud Torah. That by Birchas Torah, the bracha is not a Birchas mitzvah on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Rak duhu din b'fnei atzmo, de Torah boi bracha. It's a separate din that Torah requires a bracha. What kind of bracha? Birch Shevach, Birch Shevach? No, no. It's an entirely different category of bracha. What does Chishem Hashem Ekra mean? It means when the Shem Hashem is being said, you have no choice but to respond with a bracha. That's what it means. It doesn't mean it's a Birch Mitzvah, that Chamur Misakin, doesn't mean it's a Birch Nenin, Birch Shevach. It's like no other bracha you ever heard of. It's a chiv that when you hear Shem Hashem, there's a chiv to respond with a bracha. Im kein, ein zeh din sheshayich la-mitzvah klal. Rak the Torah atzmatu un a bracha. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's just that Torah demands a bracha. Torah is so special that when Torah is being said, brachas must be said. V'nashem peturos rak me'a mitzvah shel Talmud Torah. Aval einon mufkos me'etzem cheftza shel Talmud Torah. Women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but if they learn, is it Torah? It's Torah. Is it Talmud Torah? Maybe not. But is it Torah? Of course it's Torah. So if it's Torah, if someone's going to be saying Torah, it demands a bracha. That's how the Brisker Rav understands. It is Talmud Torah that they are doing, and therefore they make a bracha on their learning. This has nothing to do with the kima mitzvah. It's about the fact that there is Torah being said. That's the Brisker Rav. The truth is, it fits the Gemara very, very nicely. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Avagodol Elokeinu, sounds like it has to be a spontaneous reaction to Torah. You hear Torah, bah, you know, scream a bracha.
This is, like, there's no other
precedent. No other precedent, no other example of it. Yeah, that's what it would turn out. Now, the Ramban would read that Gemara very easily also. The Ramban would say, yeah, what do you mean, blurt out a bracha? Blurt out a bracha means, b'meshabeach b'nosh baruch hu, that he gave you the Torah. Meaning, that is Shevach to Hashem. That the fact that it demands a bracha means that it demands a Shevach, because it's so special that Hashem gave that to us. The Levush has the most mechudosh tikkun pshat. The Levush writes, source number 25, V'tiknu eila hamea brachos al seder ha'olam anagasa, mashanenu menu abrios. We make 100 brachos every day for all the hanos that we have b'chol yom. So you have to be careful by making 100 brachas every day. Don't do any less than 100. You want to do more, because on day you do more. But every day you're supposed to make brachas that are appropriate for that which you're experiencing in life. The Gemara Bracha says, if you get Hana'a from this world without making a Bracha, it's as if you bring Mol Behegdish. L'Hashem Ha'aretzim Lo, the whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we make it ours? By making a Bracha, the Gemara says. D'Ramu Kraya Adadi, K'siv L'Hashem Ha'aretzim Lo, K'siv V'aretzim Salam V'nei Adam. V'tir T'lo Kasha, Kan Kodem Bracha, Kan Li'acha Bracha. Ritzonam Lomar, Kodem Bracha Hu L'Hashem, V'asurim L'cha K'agdish. Before you make a Bracha, everything belongs to Hashem, and it's also like K'agdish. K'agdish Hu L'Hashem, V'achra Bracha. Then everything becomes mutter for us. Fine, that's just a restatement of what it says in the Gemara. You're not allowed to get any hanos of this world without making a bracha. Says the Levush a little weiter. You have to be very, very careful to make a Birchas HaTorah he's talking about now. Laharos Shatorah hi chashuva be'enav v'nehene mimenu kimo shemivarech al kol hana'osav. Whoa, what's the Levush saying? What's a Birchas HaTorah? Birchas HaNehene. Oh. You don't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, because it brings you simcha. It's the most enjoyable thing. It's a Birchas HaNehanin. How could you get the Hana, the geshmak of learning, without making a Birchas HaNehanin first? What about Mrs. Lavei Avasinu? A good kasha. So there is a famous passage in the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal is a sefer in Hilchos Shabbos, but it's very hard to learn the Hilchos Shabbos parts. Most people just read the introduction. The introduction is all about Talmud Torah. And in the introduction, he discusses mitzvah shvichas kavana and mitzvah doing learning lishma. And he says a lot of people make a very, very big mistake. They think that when you learn Torah, you're not supposed to enjoy it, and that Torah should be, I'm doing it as an avoda, and I shouldn't have a smile on my face, and I shouldn't. He said it's a very big mistake. You're supposed to enjoy Torah. And he says, adraba, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is lehanos nitnu. It's dafka, you're supposed to get hana from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That so now whether that's now I just you know tried to fool you a little because mitzvah of le'anos doesn't mean that you're not allowed to enjoy a mitzvah, right? Mitzvah of le'anos means the hana that you get from the mitzvah doesn't count as hana in the laws of nedarim. If you take a neder that I'm not going to get hana from this wood, I could use the wood of schach, right? Because it's the fact that I'm doing a mitzvah with it is not called hana. Hana, I'm not going to get a neder. I'm not going to get hana from this esrog. I can still use the esrog for dalim nidim. So it's a good kasha. There are a lot of kashas you could ask. Birch sanen is also the hanas milma zeb lo bracha. This is Torah. This is Olam Haba that we're being nana from. This is above Olam Hazeh. I don't know. But anyway, that's the Levush Shita. Now, Lamay Nafkamina between all of these four different Shitos. So Rabbi Sachs collects six Nafkaminas. So let's see how many of them we get through. Nafkamina number one. Gemara Brachas Taf Yud Aleph and Beis discusses what you say Birchas Torah for. Meaning, what if I learn, Rabbi Lam discusses in his book Torah Umada, whether, if you need to understand science in order to understand parts of Maseches Nida and the astronomy that's discussed in several places in Shas, should you make a Birchas Torah before you learn science? If you need to understand math in order to learn Sugya's Neighbor, should you make a Birchas Torah before you learn math? If reading English literature gives you a better appreciation of the nuance of language and allows your brain to be broadened in a way that you'll have a deeper understanding, that you'll understand things later. Aharon Lichtenstein understands things because of his background in just having this intellectual experience that he's had. So does that mean you should make a Birchas Torah before you read Shakespeare? So no, that's ridiculous. How could you make a Birchas Torah? There's no way that you would make a Birchas Torah or something like that. Okay, what about midrashim? What about like gematrias? What about, right? So what do you make of Birchas Torah on exactly? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara has several different shitas. The Gemara writes that Rav Huna holds only mikra. Only if you learn Torah, Shebichsav, you make a Birchas Torah. Torah Shebapay, you don't. Rav Loza says not medrash also. And Rav Yochanan says mishnah. And Rava says not even Talmud. Even the Havayos, Tabayev, Rava, analysis, even that you'd make a Birchas Torah. Now, if I were to ask you, what is the Iker Limud HaTorah that a person is supposed to do? So, you don't need me to ask. You look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah describes what a person's schedule is supposed to be like. The Rambam says, you should try to split your day somewhat evenly until you know Tanakh and Mishnah. And then once you know that, okay, then sort of don't leave Tanakh and Mishnah entirely. Chazer it a little bit on the side. But your Iker Kviyas should be all day in Talmud. That's what you should be learning all day. That's once you know Tanakh and Mishnah. Then you should be kovei yourself in Talmud. So Talmud is the Iker Limud HaTorah. And there's no Birchas HaTorah. Rava's the only one. He says you make a Birchas HaTorah in Talmud. Mind-boggling, no? So Rav Huna works very well with the Brisker Rav. What did the Brisker Rav say b'shem Rav Chaim? That on the Cheftza Shel Torah, on anything that could be described as a Cheftza Shel Torah, it could be Torah Shebichsav is Cheftza Shel Torah. Torah Shebal Peh is, it's not Cheftza Shel Torah because it's not defined. It's not, you can't put your finger on it. It's ever expanding. What?
For a very long time, it was also just oral.
Right. But Cheftza Shel Torah implies something finite. Right? So Torah Shebichsav is, okay, that book, that's Torah. That's what I make a bracha on. And not just that, Cheftza Shel Torah doesn't just mean Cheftza Shel Torah, it means Kishem Hashem Ekra. What's Kishem Hashem Ekra? When you call the Shem Hashem, what does the Ramban say is Shmosav Shel Torah Baruch Hu? Kala Torah Shebichsav is Shmos of Shel Torah Baruch Hu. Bereishis Barash Sheyis Bara. Right? It's the letters of the Torah. That's Shmos of Shel Torah Baruch Hu. Kishem Hashem Ekra. That demands a bracha. But Torah Shebal Peh, Midrashim, Gemara. That doesn't demand a bracha because that's not the Shem Hashem. It's important, but it's not the Shem Hashem. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that one is Yotzei, Talmud Torah, and we pointed this out before in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he writes this in his Mavol the Sefer Emes Liakov, that one could be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, by reading Pesukim in Chumash, even if he doesn't understand a word of what he's saying. Why? Because it's a Cheftza Shel Torah. You're reading the Shem Hashem. If I read Gemara without understanding it, no Talmud Torah. That's not Talmud Torah, just reading words, practicing my reading by reading Gemara. That's not Talmud Torah. Because the whole idea is the ideas in Torah Shebal Peh. But Torah Shebichsav is a Cheftza Shel Torah. It's Shem Hashem. So it is valuable in and of itself. So how would the Gra, the Levush, and the Ramban all explain Rav Huna? How are they going to explain Rav Huna? If it's not about Chefzer Shel Torah, it's not about the Shem Hashem, it's about Hoda'ah. Why shouldn't we have Hoda'ah in Talmud? If it's about a mitzvah, what do you mean? It's the greatest mitzvah to learn Talmud. So Rav Asher Weiss in his Minchas Asher Agada writes that a lot of times when you find machlokes from Rishonim in what he calls the tchunos ha-mitzvah, the qualities of a given mitzvah, like what the mitzvah is about, what the mechanics of a mitzvah are, very often the Rishonim are trying to give you an idea to understand the mitzvah, but that idea should not change the halacha. For instance, the Gemara tells us explicitly in Sanhedrin that the reason the Karav is Pasul Eidos is Mishum Kruve Daita is because they have a certain connection, relationship, and that relationship will cause them to lie. The Gemara says explicitly in Maseches Bava Basra that even though you would never have a Havamina in a million years, that Aaron and Moshe would lie just because they're being Edom together or Edom on each other. Aaron HaKohen, Moshe Rabbeinu would never ever lie. They're Pasul Eidos for each other. But they're not lying. I know they're not lying. Yeah, the idea behind the mitzvah is, or the idea behind the halacha is that there's a certain relationship there, there's chashash b'shaker, but that idea doesn't change the halacha necessarily. It could be the way that all of these other Rishonim will read the Gemara. Why does Rav Huna say you only make a bracha on Chumash and not on anything else? Because at the end of the day, the Gemara learns out the mitzvah from Kishem Hashem Ekra Avogadol Elokeinu. So it's only on Shem Hashem that you say a Birch Satorah. Now we think that Brach is a Birch Samitzvah, it's a Birch Shem Vodah. Yeah, but we can't change the Halacha. The Halacha is that it's only on Shem Hashem, it's not on anything else. And what's Shem Hashem? Mikra, and that's it. Nothing else is Shem Hashem. Now what about Rava? Rava holds the opposite. Rava holds that you make a Brach even on Talmud. Right? So is there any way... So Rashi says, why does Rava hold that you make a Brach on Talmud? So Rashi says, what do you mean, why does Rava hold... Because that's the Iker Mitzvah of Limud Torah. So of course you make a brach on Talmud. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, Dafeim Beis, B'dapei Rif, say no. The reason you make a bracha on Talmud is because Talmud's goal, the role of Talmud, is to explain Torah Shebichsav. That's why you make a bracha on Talmud. What does that tell you? You don't make a bracha on Talmud because Talmud is so chashuv. Why do you make a bracha on Talmud? Because Talmud allows you to understand Torah Shebichsav. So it all comes back to Torah Shebichsav. Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, what are they arguing about? Rashi may be saying, Birchas Torah is a Birchas Mitzvah. Why do I make a Birchas Torah in Talmud according to Rava? Because Rava is saying it's a Birchas Mitzvah. So you make a bracha on the mitzvah. And this is the greatest mitzvah to learn Talmud. Rabbeinu Yonah would say, no, it's not a Birchas Mitzvah. It's a bracha on Cheftza Shel Torah. It's a bracha only on Mikra. Why then do I make the bracha on Talmud? Because Talmud is also Mishamish Mikra. It's only because Talmud is a conduit toward Mikra that leads me to Mikra. That's why I make the bracha. Rabbeinu Yonah would then be like the Briskurav. It would work out like the Briskurav. Okay, that's a long nafkamina. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina. Hear her b'divrei Torah. Do you make a bracha before you think about Torah? So Shulchan Aruch says, no bracha before you think about Torah. Prek the Gra. In the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Bira Gra. What do you mean? Thinking and learning is a mitzvah. So why wouldn't you make a bracha? What are they arguing about? The Gra, obviously, Lishi Tasso, by the way, because the Gra is the one that compared Birchas HaTorah to the bracha you make on Elulav and to the bracha you make on Sukkah. Right? So the Gra, Lishi Tasso, holds it's a Birchas? A mitzvah. So he says, I understand. Hear her b'Torah is a mitzvah. So of course you make a bracha on Hirur. Why wouldn't you make a bracha on Hirur? Shulchan Aruch, on the other hand, will assume, maybe, that it's on Chavtza Shel Torah. Hirur is not Chavtza Shel Torah. It's on Kishem Hashem. What's the next word? Ekra. When you call out a Shem Hashem. When you're having Hirurim of a Shem Hashem. You're thinking Shem Hashem. That's not Mechayiv the Bracha. Pasuk is Mechayiv the Bracha Kishem Hashem Ekra. So that would be the Shulchan Aruch. Another nafkamina. Do you have to learn right after you say Birchas HaTorah? So I pointed out before, one of the fundamental differences between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaVodah is that a Birchas HaMitzvah, you can't make, or Birchas HaNedim for that matter, You can't make a birchas mitzvah, birchas hanayin, then break, and then do the mitzvah or get the ana. Whereas birchas shavuot kavoda, absolutely you could do that. Right? Birchas shavuot kavoda, there's absolutely no problem. You could be mafsik. The Gemara Maseches Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, tells us that if you didn't say birchas haTorah, but you davened already, you can rely on your birchas kriyas shema to count for your birchas haTorah, and your ava rabbah to count for your birchas haTorah. And Tos over there raises a whole machlokas. Do you need to learn right away? Should you learn right away? So if it's a birchas neder, birchas mitzvah, you understand. Yeah, you better learn right away. It's got to be immediate. If it's birchas shevach, or maybe even bracha cheftza shel Torah, maybe it doesn't have to be immediate. Maybe. Cheftza shel Torah one is debatable. Does that have to be immediate or not? But if it's birchas shevach, luchara doesn't have to be immediate. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Mem Zayin Siftes Paskins, that it's better not to be mafsik. He says, nachon shelo lahafsik, between birchas haTorah and learning Torah. It's nachon, it's best not to be mafsik. What does that lead you to believe? Maker adin? You're allowed to be mafsik. Better not to. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rov Rishonim argue on this, and says the Gra, of course you're not allowed to be mafsik. How dare you be mafsik? Gra, lishitaso. Same Gra, through and through, beginning to end. On the Gra regards to Nashim, the Gra regards to Hirer, the Gra regards to Mafsik. It's a Birchsa Mitzvah. And the Gra's world is a Birchsa Mitzvah all the way across. Another possible Nafgamina. What about if you read Psukim, but you're not reading the Metoras Kriyas Psukim? Metoras Talmud Torah. You're reading the Metoras Tachnunim. You're saying Tehillim, you're davening. You're saying Psukim as a Tefillah. So would that require a birchas haTorah? So Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions about this. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Mem Vav, Siftas quotes two shitas. Maybe this also relates to our issue. If it's a birchas haTorah or cheftza shel Torah, then maybe you should require it, because it is still cheftza shel Torah. We still thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us these wonderful words. If it's a birchas mitzvah, so then that would be subject to the debate of whether you actually get a mitzvah of Talmud Torah in doing that. Meaning, when you read Psukim B'Torah's Tefillah, is that a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? We discussed in the very first year of the summer, Kriya Shema. It's all words of Torah, but is it Talmud Torah? So Kriya Shema has certain elements of Talmud Torah, certain elements of not Talmud Torah. Sometimes B'Torah's Kriya, sometimes B'Torah's Talmud Torah. If it's birchas hananin, then, like Vilvush says, then almost vada you would not make a bracha, because you're not getting the hana of learning Torah when you're not really learning, when you're just davening in it, literally davening it, using it as divrei tachnun. So it seems that would not be make a bracha. I'm going to skip the fifth nafkamina for now. Sixth nafkamina, just in case we don't have time. We say birchas Torah before learning Torah, right? When do you make a bracha on a rainbow? When the forecast calls for a rainbow? No, you make a bracha after you see the rainbow. When do you make a bracha on a king? After you see the king. Okay, the rainbow is not such a kasha because you don't know for sure. The forecast is always wrong and they don't call for rainbows. But the, you've yet to hear that. But the king, you know he's coming to town. And you wait till you see it and then you make the bracha. Birchas HaShevach in general you always make afterwards. Birchas Shevach V'Hodah you make afterwards. You have nothing to be moda for until you experience it. But Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNenin, you make before. And like you said before, Kishem HaShem Ekro, when we said it relates to Shem HaShem, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin, was in the base of Midrash, they say the Shem HaShem, then we respond with Baruch Shem Kol Malach Soli on that. So why is it that Birchas HaTorah said before? According to everybody, it said before. So if it's a birchas neder, birchas mitzvah, of course, it said before. What if it's not a birchas neder, birchas mitzvah? So Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tav Lamed explains that the nature of the hana'ah that one gets from Torah and the enjoyment that one gets from Torah is unique in that you can appreciate it in advance, unlike food. It is almost the exact opposite of something the Meshech Chachma says, but we'll leave that out for now. The idea is that when it comes to food, there's no hana in looking at it. You get excited, you want it, but there's no internalization of the value of it until you actually eat it. But when it comes to Torah, because it's spiritual, because it's a davar ruchani, a person is able to internalize its value even when he's about to learn Torah, even when he hasn't yet actually learned Torah. And therefore, says the Sefer HaChinuch, yeah, if there was a Birchas Hanen, not says the Sefer HaChinuch, but one could understand based on the Sefer HaChinuch, if there's a Birchas Hanenin on Talmud Torah, you would be allowed to say that Birchas Hanenin before the Torah, right? Because you could already appreciate the Torah in advance of the Torah. And that may fit with the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara says, Ma of the Aretz, Shlo Berchu B'Torah, Tchila. That they viewed it as like a Birchas HaMazon that you say afterwards, as that kind of Hana'a. Yeah, I get it. After I learned, I enjoyed that. But before I learned, I wasn't able to generate that excitement. So if you don't value Torah enough, then you're not going to be that excited about learning. The key to learning, the biggest challenge in learning, and this, I guess, will end with a little Dvar Musar, the biggest challenge in learning is not to enjoy it after you learn. Torah sells itself. Once you're learning, if you got to love it. How could you not love it, right? The key to learning is before you learn. To actually get yourself to put your tuchus down in a chair, open up a Gemara and sit and learn and ignore everything else that's going on around you. And so that's the key, to appreciate it at that point. Is we didn't get to that madriga. Yeah, of course we loved it afterwards, but we didn't get to the madriga of loving it before. And that's the unique element of Torah that the Sefer HaChinuch highlights to us. Okay, there's other nafkaminas also. We'll do a parsha thing after Marv, because I'm not going to be here tomorrow night.